This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Doing what he told you to do, and you say, oh, I can't do it. You simply are saying you don't have faith. That's what you're saying. Faith without works is dead. God will equip you to do what he called you to do. Let's move on here. Now, James chapter 2, 24 says this, ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. You see, they go together. You can't separate them. It's just like when we say believe and repentance, you can't separate them. They go together. James chapter 2, 26 says this, for as the body without the spirit is dead. Oh boy, that's true. So faith without works is dead also. You see, a lot of people say, I have faith, and they're doing nothing for the kingdom of heaven. They're simply going to a building, paying their laws, taxes, and still are not telling people about Christ. Matter of fact, they're not doing it because their life is in shambles and their life doesn't represent Christ. You can't witness to someone until your life is in order. As a matter of fact, the Bible says you need to be meet for the master's use. A lot of you are not meet for the master's use. You're still doing things that's not right in the eyes of God. And he is pleading with you to come. Because why is he pleading to you? Because verse 23, oh my God, this hurts me, but I'm going to preach it. Matthew 7, 23 says this, and then, oh my, when he says that, it's over. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Three things that Jesus will profess. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Wow. We don't want to hear him say, I never knew you. Do you know the Lord? Oh, because if you know the Lord, you know the Son. And if you truly know him, you will depart from sin. If you have not departed from sin, stop lying to yourself, say you know him. If the flesh has control of you, you are not one of his. John 1:12 makes it clear. John chapter 1 verse 12 says this, but as many as received, you see, you got it. Many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The bottom line is, do you have the power? If you are still being beat up by sin continually, if you're still living a life of sin, and you haven't decided that I am going to follow Jesus, you have not the power. And I'm telling you, the judgment of God will be upon you. Verse 23 is clear. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. They're cast into outer darkness. We want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But he's clear here. It's not by any works that you have done, as Titus chapter 3, 5, not by works of righteousness which you have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. We must come by Christ. Jesus made it clear in John chapter 10, verse 9. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved and shall go in and out.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.